Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting right here in good old PA. Thanks to all of you for listening to us on iTunes and for listening to us on Stitcher. And thank you, of course, for the love on Pinterest, building up our following there. Really great to get your feedback. And thank you, Whiff Roasters of Lidditz, PA, for the lovely coffee and chicory blend you've come up with. It's fueling today's show, by the way. I got a taste for coffee and chicory while I was living in Louisiana for about 18 years and have not been able to find it while living up here in Pennsylvania. Well, Dennis over at Whiff Roasters has been experimenting with chicory. In fact, he was showing me the chicory root he got in. He's been experimenting with roasting it and is not officially offering this yet, but I feel very, very privileged that I've got a coffee and chicory blend that he's put together. They have a roast over there called Kick Ass, which most definitely is. Three Amigos is my favorite, but Kick Ass most definitely does. And he mixed that with a little bit of chicory, and that is very, very nice. Just bought it yesterday. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Whiff Roasters. We are here to schoolhouse rock you with knowledge, to empower you to make the best website decisions and ask the best questions of those who are working with you on your website so you can get the most out of your website. You can ask us questions, web development, web design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, all that jazz, and what it all means to your business. Please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. We love your questions. It just makes it warms the cockles of our hearts to be able to come on this program and answer your questions. Seriously, hit us up on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com. Or just hit that big, beautiful, and quite personable ask a question button to your right on our website. Today, I have a twofold challenge for you. Now, doesn't that sound like a good band name? What you doing tonight, Andy? Well, I'm going to check out this cool band, Twofold Challenge. Hey, count me in. That's a cool band name. What do you think? So if you're in a band and you haven't agreed on a name yet, there you go. You can contact me about royalties at mark@minddnd.com. Okay, before I digress any further, here is your twofold challenge. John Mueller of Google has announced that somewhere around April 21st, and not before, you will experience a decrease in your ranking and therefore your traffic if your website is not up to Google's mobile friendliness standards. If you have any questions about your website's optimization for mobile devices, it's really easy to check this stuff out. And it amazes me, it amazes all of us at the Mind as to why more people don't talk about this and share it with you. You know, just go to Google and Google the phrase Google mobile friendly test. Literally, go to Google and type in the search bar, Google mobile friendly test. Does it really get any easier than that? I mean, I don't mean to sound like a smart aleck here, but seriously. For any of you smart astronauts listening, I know there are other searches you can do, but I'm trying to keep this simple and easy to remember. In the search results, you will see a selection that says mobile friendly test Google. Click on that link and enter your website URL. I mean, really, it is that easy. Literally, that will tell you what you need to do to make your website mobile friendly and keep Google happy. This is big, because as we've been talking about from the beginning of the year, it's all about It's all about user experience and engagement. Engagement starts with user experience. What are users experiencing when they go to your website, whether they find you mobily, whether they find you on their PC or what? Can they get the information they need, and can they interact with you if they need to? I mean, literally, this test will tell you what you need to do to make your website mobile friendly and keep Google happy. As we talked about at the beginning of this beautiful year, 2015, the buzzwords are engagement and user experience. How mobile-friendly your website is plays a major role in both of these areas. If your website is not mobile-friendly, this simple test will tell you and your webmaster what you need to do to make your website mobile-friendly and therefore enhance user experience for everybody that comes to your site. Hey, over 50% of searches online today are mobile searches. Over 50%! Over the half of the people looking for your website are looking you up on devices other than their PC or their Mac. They're looking your website up on a device they can hold in their hand, be it a smartphone, an iPad, tablet, whatever. Hell, I have a 17-year-old son, and many of you have kids as well. Embrace and appreciate that the younger generation is telling us through their habits and actions what we need to be planning for, the way they search for things, whether it makes sense to us, whether we like it or not. This is the direction they're going. We need to understand it and do the best we can to accommodate it. Search is way different than it was just a few years back, because all of the easy ways to game the system have been basically raped and pillaged at this point. Sorry, that's just how strongly I feel about it and how disgusted spam methods make me. The search engines, not just Google, but all of them, have to find new and better ways to deliver the best results. This is a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly process. And I have to say, it's all come full circle with this. Google wants to determine how accurate your information is on your website and reward or penalize you accordingly. To quote the great philosopher Matt Foley, well, la de freaking da, man. Note to self, ladies and gentlemen, I won't take up an inordinate amount of your time for this. This is Google's roundabout way of telling you, hey, if you write your content and blog posts for the right reasons and try to actually educate your visitors, we will reward you. I'm not going to overstate it here. This huge news from Google really comes down to this. If you're really trying to help people through your blog posts, then just keep doing what you're doing and you'll naturally be doing fine. If you're still focused on keyword saturations in your blog posts, etc., wake up and smell the coffee. While you're at it, wake up and smell the whiff coffee. Write with the intention of helping visitors to your website, and you won't have any problem with this major algorithm update that really shouldn't be considered so major, because, again, what we're looking at is we're looking at a twofold challenge where, one, you want your website to be mobile optimized, and I kind of worked from mobile optimization into what you should be communicating on your website, because that's what we're going to be talking about on the second part of the podcast today, is simply educate people who come to your website. Write with the intention of helping visitors to your website, and you won't have any problem with this algorithm update. Again, it really shouldn't be considered so major, but because of what we have been fed by so many SEOs, it is major. Now, when we come back, we'll be talking about how the heck you can earn this trust with Google. You know, first, start by doing this mobile test on your website. Make sure that your website is coming up and looking proper in mobile searches. It may not sound like a big thing to you, But it's a huge thing. When your website comes up on my smartphone, your smartphone, on anybody else's smartphone, and I'm not just talking about iPhones, I'm not just talking about Androids, on any mobile device, your website should show up properly. Nobody should have to be scrolling from left to right to see what all is on your website. Your website should be designed and developed properly to where it shows up properly on all these devices. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about taking that next step and how the heck you can earn more trust with Google now that you are getting your mobile optimization taken care of. How can you earn trust with them through the very content you put on your website? I got to tell you, you should be calling your moms and dads and saying, thank you, mom, and thank you, dad, for teaching me to just simply tell the truth, because that's truly all it takes. I'm going to drink a little more coffee and chicory, and we'll discuss this in a few
minutes. You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast. I'm Kanye West, and I just want to say that Beyonce designs and develops the best websites of all time.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. What a ridiculous and unnecessary mess, seriously. If you've been listening to the podcast for very long, I don't mean just today, but I mean over time, you already know how ornery I get with this stuff, but come on. The issues we deal with regarding algorithm updates, etc., are really quite unnecessary at the end of the day, and bring to light the very reason you, me, and all of us have to jump through these ridiculous hoops we have to jump through just to gain trust with Google. And it really, it's all I can do to keep it together sometimes talking with you about this, because I know you are just as frustrated and disgusted with it as I am. There are too many businesses who create content and posts totally for marketing purposes. Now, I am a marketing type. However, I was raised on Mad Magazine. I was raised to be cynical when it comes to marketing. There are good aspects of marketing. I always go back to my first marketing class in college. We won't talk about how long ago that was. Thank you. But sell the sizzle, not the steak. One of the first concepts introduced to me in my marketing 101 class at Louisiana State University back in the day. And the thing is, sell the sizzle, not the steak. The concept of it is great. Because think about it. Sell the sizzle, not the steak. Do you want to be looking at a slab of raw red, and if you include the fat, red and white meat, and think, I want to buy that and bring that home tonight and cook it? Or do you want to see that slab of meat sitting on a grill, sizzling, juices running down and all that? Is that not going to turn you into Pavlov's dog? Seriously. So from that perspective, sell the sizzle, not the steak. I've always believed in that. But like any other marketing concept, really like any other concept, when we're talking about human behavior, it can be taken to a ridiculous and manipulative extreme. And that's where I got to draw the line. As a marketer, I'm kind of an anti-marketer because I understand that if you have a business, you want people to know about your business. There's certain information you want to share with people. And it's what we talk about on this podcast every week. Using your blog as your own newsreel, your own means by which to communicate with your audience and to let them know, hey, look, this is what I do. You need these services. I'm your guy. I'm your girl. We're your team. We're the people you want to be dealing with, and we're going to give you free information on our blog because we want to help you. And because we want to build trust with you, because you may or may not ever need us. But if you do need somebody to help you, we want you to think of us because we've been giving you information all along on our blog. And if you never need us, but you have a friend who needs services like ours, we would like you to think of us because we're giving you this free information. And granted, we can't hold you to that. But it's the purpose for having, and any of you listening here wondering, why should I have a blog? Why should I be doing this? Why should I be giving information? Simple. Because people need to know who you are and need to know that you are just as reliable of a resource as anybody else. No, you're not on HGTV, but chances are you know as much or more than anybody who does what you do on HGTV or whatever other stinking cable channel there is now. I'm going to sound like just a raving old man if I'm not careful here. So I'm going to stop there, but you get my point here. Too many businesses create content and posts totally for marketing purposes because that's all they're thinking about. They're not thinking about their audience. I know it sounds strange to hear someone from the marketing planet talk like this, but the truth of the matter is, as we've been telling you since day one on this podcast, stop playing games with keywords, etc., and focus on serving your audience. One of my favorite musician quotes of all time. You all know how much I love dropping musical references on the podcast here. It's in Kiss's authorized biography. And we would talk about marketing. We could do a year's worth of podcasts on Kiss, let me tell you. It's where Bob Seger told Kiss back in the 70s when they would tour together before Kiss was big. And Bob Seger, there's this great quote of his in Kiss's authorized biography where he says, "Before Kiss made it big, you know, I told him these things. Serve your audience." It doesn't sound like much, but serve your audience. And Bob Seger went on to say, show up. People are paying to come hear you play, come see you play, watch you perform. Show up and deliver for your audience. You create an album, deliver for your audience. Don't ever take it for granted. You're scheduled to play. You release albums. You deliver for your audience on your albums. Then when you go on tour and people are paying their hard-earned money to come hear you play and watch you perform, deliver. Serve your audience. It's really simple and it holds true for your business as you listen to this right now. Serve your audience. You have an audience. You're building your audience through your blog, through your social media interaction, through everything we're teaching you on this podcast. That's the whole point of this podcast. Truly. Information shared through your website is information you have put your stamp of approval on. Same goes for your Facebook page, etc. That's your information you're sharing. Google is now looking for more and more ways to determine just how accurate and reliable and trustworthy the information on your website is. It's not going to get any easier, folks. It's only going to become more difficult, not going to get any easier. At the root of it all, though, is the simple fact that if you're writing for your audience, you're writing for your readers, and your optimization will happen naturally. It ain't terribly easy, but it ain't rocket science either. Google is not only looking at your keywords on a given page, but they're also looking at what I've been calling supporting keywords on a given page on this podcast here. These are words that give more validity to the keywords themselves. The example I like to use is Barack Obama. If the words Barack Obama appear on a page on your website, then the search engine bots expect to see words like president, U.S. president, American president, politician, governor, etc. on the same page to basically verify that, yes, this page really does have something to do with this person, and you're not dropping that person's name, or you're not dropping these particular keywords gratuitously. The word president basically validates the name given on that page. Seriously, it ain't rocket science. In this year and beyond, simply write for your readers. Simply write accurate and true information so when people come to your website, they're better educated and are simply better off for having taken their valuable time to visit your website rather than your competitor's website. I mean, it really is that simple. Google and all of the search engines are constantly trying to determine whether or not they should trust your website to be what it claims to be. Crazy as it sounds, this is truly what it comes down to. You're writing blog posts and or articles for your website. When you're doing this, make sure that your posts are accurate and they're properly referenced when you're citing other articles or resources online. Hey, it's like I've said from the beginning, we're all back in elementary school and we're being punished for the bad behavior of a few kids in class. We all lose recess because of those three kids in the corner who won't shut up because, you know, while the teacher's trying to teach. So we all lose recess. We all now have to jump through more hoops SEO-wise because of those people who just won't stop trying to game the system. All the while, it's so much easier and so much more legitimately and honestly productive to simply respect your audience and not write keyword-stuffed articles. Write articles that legitimately educate your visitors and make sure your facts are accurate. You're going to be rewarded for this. Seriously. This is great news. Google is checking this stuff out on a far greater scale than ever before, and you can benefit greatly by simply following Bob Seger's advice and serving your audience. If you're not writing your own material, have people writing your material who care and who are trying to give honest, accurate information. You can earn trust not only with the search engines, but with the very people who might want to do business with you. What a concept. Seriously, forget Google and forget search engines in general. Write for your audience and good things will happen. Don't let technology fool you into thinking this SEO and content marketing thing is more complicated than it actually is. Time consuming, absolutely it is. It absolutely is. But at the end of the day, pop, baby. Pop. Purity of purpose. Pop. Purity of purpose wins the day every time. Thank you for tuning into this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. And thank you, Whiff Roasters, for the amazing kick-ass coffee and chicory blend, literally and figuratively. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for following us on Pinterest. Send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Question page, on the website, or email us info@minddnd.com. Or heck, if you bump into one of us at a chamber event or a grocery store, just ask us. We'll take care of you. Give us your questions. We want to know. We'll answer them right here on the podcast. Thanks again for listening. We're here for you, and we'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.